D8.
What is on your mind? I got a lot on my mind today, so it's probably better to get right to you answering the question of what's on your mind rather than yours truly. We'll find out what is on Governor Jack Dalrymple's mind. He will join us at the bottom of this hour. Talk about the news cycle since the train derailment near Castleton, North Dakota. And we'll also talk about the first meeting of the Pipeline Gathering Authority, I think is the group that is meeting later today. Governor Jack Dalrymple is the convener. It might be a task force. You know government. They've got all these names for these groups. Anyway, we'll visit with the governor about that and more. We're going to chat with folks from the North Dakota Farm Bureau that will be actually a part of the Farm and Ranch Conference, which takes place January 31st and February 1st and 2nd in Minot. We're going to talk with a professor with the Department of Agriculture Economics and the Center for Food and Agriculture Business at Purdue University. I'm looking forward to learning a little bit about integrating different concepts in economics and finance and strategy that solve problems for farm and agribusiness leaders. Solve problems. Now, that's a novel concept, and that's a little bit about what's on my mind here today, if I might spend a moment or two on this very topic. After I greet K-Fire's radio god, ladies and gentlemen, the host of K-Fire Cafe, every afternoon from 3 until 5, the one and only Todd Mitchell.
Hi-oh! How's your common man's seat warmer? How's that thing doing for you?
Oh, you just reminded me. I wonder if I forgot to unplug it again. I think
why I brought it up. It wasn't to rub it in about. I just wanted to make sure you didn't have a dead battery after the show.
I did find out now. I'm still working some of the solutions that were suggested Monday on the program. The best one I think is that guy that says even though that isn't a live cigarette lighter normally, it has a switch on it. It actually goes, I don't know. I didn't understand it. But anyway, a few times I've left it in, and if I've been out of the car a short time, then it will still start. But one time yesterday I did, and it went, and it started. So during a break, if I don't make it back in time, you'll know why. It's time to sell it. Should we auction it off here on the program, Todd?
There you go. Well, that could be a good giveaway,
Might be
we could qualify people for it and give it away. Yeah, give it away at the end of the spring or something here.
Yeah. Anyway, the one thing I'm worried about is it'd be a little bit of regifting because I did get it from the kids for Christmas. You understand? So
wait a minute! You can't be doing that then. That's wrong.
I got an idea. Uh-oh. Two of them. We have Alex, a senior, and Hannah, who is a freshman, are going to the March for Life event in Washington D.C. here week after next.
Very good.
So maybe when they're in Washington D.C. and their mom's a chaperone. So I'll just have Haley, the little fifth grader. We'll make sure she's in school, and then we'll do it, okay? But they're going to be in the car. I'll say somebody stole it. We talked about it on the radio.
Somebody stole it. What are you going to lie about that for? You don't think you're going to get outed on that lie?
Somebody was so jealous that I had a poor man's CD, they ripped the thing off. maybe. Anyway, good morning to you, Todd. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Scott.
Here's what is on my mind this morning, and I want to know what's on yours. So we'll get to the phones here in just a moment. Solutions. All right, let's go back a little bit. What have we heard about a lot in major national news reporting about the oil and gas industry over the last couple of years? Flaring, right? We're hearing a lot about flaring, and flaring is a byproduct of oil and gas development, and nobody likes flaring, right? Nobody wants flaring to continue. It's just it's sort of like, okay, when traffic increases, we want more roads and wider roads. You don't just snap your finger and have that done, right? I mean, it takes time, and you say, okay, we believe this level of activity is going to be here for some time, so let's now plan roads that can handle the activity. Meanwhile, by the way, the busiest day in the Bakken is like the slowest day in Omaha. You know what I mean? So this is still a little, we got to keep things in perspective. But nonetheless, we get ahead of it, right? Same thing on the flaring. One Oak is one of the many companies building all these gas processing facilities. They're doing gathering systems. I've seen occasions where flaring's coming down, right? Oil and gas activity up, but flaring coming down. Chill, okay? We got to get ahead of this. We have a plan, right? But some people still have their hair on fire about flaring. No pun intended. Okay, now add in one of the biggest. You like that visual, don't you?
Your choice of words sometimes is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, I know. So. So anyway, there are people who have their hair on fire over flaring. Now, I happen to believe they are people who really don't want the oil and gas industry to succeed. That's my take, okay? I think they're green. How do I say this politically correct? They're greenies. They have this utopian.
Greenie
view, you know.
Is politically correct? Boy, I hate to think of what you were going to say instead of that.
Well, tree hugger would be the word I would use. It would not be politically correct.
Thanks. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
So they prefer
behave.
Green agenda, you know. But anyway, and God bless them. I love tree huggers, right? I mean, I like trees, too, and I've even hugged one or two in my younger days, and it had to do with, never mind. But anyway, the point is this. You know, they have an agenda, and their agenda is they don't like fossil fuel development, okay? So really, they aren't all that concerned about the flare, either in the fact that it's wasteful or in the fact that it isn't the best for the environment. They want to use the issue to try and punch the industry. Okay, so that's one issue. Now let's fast forward to Steve Jensen's farm, a few miles north of Tioga, North Dakota, okay? And on Steve Jensen's farm there was a very unfortunate accident in the fact that a pipeline leaked and he had oil bubbling up during his harvest, right? Now, I know Steve's a good guy, and he's been on the program with us before. He's very reasonable about all this and understands accidents happen. They're busy mitigating and everything else right now. Does he blame the industry? No. I think he'd prefer that the federal government do its job and actually, monitor that pipeline, which they didn't do. They blew it. The federal government blew it. The monitoring systems weren't working and everything else. But you guess what? You know, oil and pipeline, gas and pipelines, other liquids and pipeline, 99.9% of the time it goes where it's going without that incident. These things happen. I'd prefer that not happen. I'd prefer the flaring not happen. And I'd also prefer that that rail tanker cars don't explode outside the small little communities like Castleton or in communities in Quebec or wherever.
Way to take a stand, Scott. I think we all feel that way.
Okay, so the point is, why don't we work on that, Todd? Why don't we say, hey, this is very rare, but let's work on it, okay? Let's figure it out. And by the way, we are. For example, on the tanker car incident, 2 years ago, they started working on regulations that would say, let's put some more layers in a tanker car if it's carrying oil, okay? A different regulation, okay? And that you know the federal government has been diddling for 2 years on getting that out? Okay, so I think it's time to say, let's hurry that up. I think it's time to say, hey, but the Keystone Pipeline, 100,000 barrels a day, that takes some of the trucks off the road, that would have less tanker cars on the rail. Let's get that sucker built. Let's get the regulations done. Let's allow for more infrastructure to be built in the way of gathering systems for the flaring. Here's why I'm a little animated today. Do I sound a little animated, a little agitated?
Ever so slightly. Okay. Somebody cut off Scott's caffeine.
Here's the deal. I don't really think the vast majority of people listening to us today on What's on Your Mind have their undies in a bunch over the things I just described. I think they are reasonable folks, rugged, northern plains, God-fearing, freedom-loving folks that say, you know, when bad, you just figure out how to fix it, right? You don't run around with your hair on fire acting like the sky is falling. And for some reason, folks like Daryl Dorgan would be one example, and some others have an agenda, and they write these hyperbolic op-ed pieces and suggest the sky is falling, and their small voice, and I mean small in the sense that they're not big in number, seem to magnify, I guess because we have, a small state, right? So a loud voice magnifies more in a small state, I guess. I don't know. But I'd rather we work on solutions. I'd rather we just sit here and say, let's figure this out, all right? And let's deal with, all of these issues, and let's find solutions. And I honestly believe the vast majority of people are doing it. Now, last thing I'll say, and then I do want to go to the calls. I think it is very incumbent, not on Scott Hannon to say it, not on Ron Ness at the North Dakota Petroleum Council to say it, not on President and CEO of Marathon Oil Company, Clarence, or, the folks from Hess, or Harold Hammett, Continental, or all good folks, all folks that are, contributing mightily to the economic engine of North Dakota. But we're all a broken record, right? I mean, if you have a particular viewpoint on this, everything's been said before, and, it's just blah, blah, blah to people. Folks, here's what I'm suggesting. I think you, my friend Clinton Slutton, sitting outside Castleton at his machine shop. He's just on the edge of Castleton, just a little bit of the west edge of town. Called him the day it happened. He was watching it, okay? You know what he said? Accidents happen. Nobody got hurt, no big deal. He doesn't blame the oil industry. Steve Jensen doesn't blame the oil industry. He says accidents happen. Okay.
I would think the oil industry and the train industry would rather not have trains derail and, you know, oil get lost or anything, too.
No,
nobody wants this to happen, including the people who, you know, it happened to.
Exactly right. Because especially the reason they don't want it to happen is because all these loud but small voices, you know, act like they represent a majority of people. We're talking about, and unfortunately, the other side, I think the side that I'm asking to come out of the weeds and talk about this, they're the silent majority. My point is this. If you want this to continue, if you want the ability to leave more for your kids and grandkids and have the opportunities to build communities bigger and better provide for our economy and our families, you can't be a silent majority anymore. 800-228-0550. Call us.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given this chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at ussnd.com. All gifts are tax deductible. ussnd.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Rafferty, am I right? I believe I am.
Baker Square?
Where
is that what you said?
What? I did.
Baker
yeah.
Street.
Oh, maybe.
You're thinking of the restaurant chain.
Maybe I was hungry for pie.
I love their pie.
Yeah.
The French apple cream cheese is to die for. However, I don't know that that's what Jerry Rafferty was saying about back then.
I think I was actually having a.
I'm hungry.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am.
Thanks, Scott.
Sorry, I'm thinking of pie.
Screwing up my diet here.
Where's the best pie in North Dakota?
Hmm. Let's throw that one open because I bet there are plenty of people that will have a good line on good pie.
Here's the deal. We're going to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie, and we're going to talk about solutions rather than, green utopian agendas here. There's some calls that came in during the break. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning. You would think that there would be an uproar to finish the Keystone Pipeline after the train derailments that we've encountered. I'd really like to ask Obama when and if that pipeline is ever going to be built. Thank you.
Yeah, good idea on a solution, right? Let's start there. Okay, what's going on? And I suggested yesterday that maybe Senator Heitkamp ought to go right down to the Oval Office and say, boy, I campaigned on this. It still hasn't happened. It's time. It's time. That'd be a solution. Good one. Appreciate the call. Roy in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. He's listening on AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead. Go ahead, Roy. You're up on what's on your mind.
You asked why Obama and this Keystone Pipeline is not going through. Well, who is his biggest contributor to the Obama campaign? The guy that owns the railroad, Warren Buffett.
By the way, did you know, Roy, that the day the Castleton train derailment happened, Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway invested a bunch of money in a spinoff of ConocoPhillips that is a pipeline company?
I did not know that, no.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And I've heard your allegation raised by others that this is all about Warren Buffett feathering his nest and wanting this to be slow-walked. And it's sure the dots connect well. I'm with you. I've asked a lot of folks about that, Congressman Cramer and others. Do you think that's what's going on here? They always poo-poo it. But
the guy is making millions of dollars. Why would anybody that's in business, that'd be a no-brainer thing. The guy is making millions of dollars by having the rail, so he can take all the oil by rail instead of a Keystone Pipeline.
Well, it's an interesting point, and again, almost like when the train derailment happened at Castleton, and knowing what's going to be happening politically, to have them then invest in the pipeline might have been a case of, I guess I've ridden this pony as far as I can, now it's time to switch horses, or at least put an egg in a different basket, right?
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, Roy. Appreciate the call. Fred in Wing, North Dakota, listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Fred.
How you guys doing?
Well, good. We're Todd and I have a question. It's a very important one today. Where's the best pie in North Dakota? Where do you have pie in Wing, North Dakota, Fred?
Well, we got pie at the cafe in Wing. It's good. But my wife makes the best pie in North Dakota.
You're smart
pie.
Man, Fred. Oh.
What kind of pie are we talking about here?
Yeah. Pumpkin pie, lemon meringue, the best in the world. At least I think so. Maybe I'll get together sometime and you guys can have a piece. That'd be great.
Well, we'll have to do that. Bring you a couple of K-Fire Cafe coffee cups and sit down and have some pie.
Sounded like an invite to me.
Can I drop a piece off there sometime right at the station there?
No, we're
absolutely.
No, we want to go there.
Well, we want to go there, but Scott, never tell anybody they can't drop off pie.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
you can't do that, Scott. Come on. That said, now, wherever that best pie is, I would love to come by there.
Well, maybe come out to my place hunting sometime, Todd.
There you go.
Yeah,
we're in.
Okay.
You had to say hello,
rest.
Fred. You had to say hello. What's on your mind this morning?
Okay, I just wanted to talk. I love what you guys are doing, and I am part of the silent majority, believe me. And I want to be, and I thank for your station so we get a chance to say stuff that we need to say about our communities, about our state, about our country, and you guys provide this. And Todd goes around, he talks to all the small towns in the area. But last night, I think KFYR kind of let us down a little bit, and I don't want to complain, but this thing, I think this is kind of a disconnect. We came home from Bismarck last night, and about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and we ran into a ground blizzard that was just absolutely miserable from Wilton to Wing. I mean, it was 10 miles an hour, 5 miles an hour. And I tried to call KFYR because this was dangerous. and it was just terrible. We listened to three weather reports there, AccuView.com weather that you guys
got. Yeah, AccuWeather, yeah,
all the,
yeah.
And all they gave was a forecast for tomorrow. And we're driving through this thing, and there's a truck coming behind us, and we're pulling off on the side of the road to let them pass. And there was about 8 or 10 people out there that didn't know they were going to run into this. And I would have liked to warn people about it, but there's no ability for
Ouch.
Them to do that. Yeah.
Well, normally there's somebody sitting at the phone, but I guess I'll have to find out where they were.
Well, somebody's in trouble now.
I know.
They're going to hear from the boss man, Fred. But
sharpening my sword right now.
Glad you made it home safe and sound. And by the way, you, Fred, and others like you that let us know when those things are happening are vitally important. So do what you did next time. I really want to do it. I do want to help.
I'm not going to call in for something that's not important. So sure. I think
appreciate you, Fred.
Out there, but
appreciate
we need
you
that,
very much.
We need that connection, you guys. Keep it going.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Fred. Thank you so much.
Okay, let's see here. Jeff in Fargo, you're next quickly on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeff. Is Jeff there?
Yeah, I'm here. Regarding Heidi Heitkamp, she has almost $400,000 stock in Berkshire Hathaway, and most of her donations were from Warren Buffett and his employees. And Scott, you had Kevin Cramer on yesterday, right?
We did, yep.
Okay, did you bring up his 36% voting in the Heritage Foundation?
I did not, but why didn't you?
Well, because I can't get through all the time, Scott. I'm not a government employee who gets a big pension. I gotta pay bills. But you know what?
No,
Scott. Instead of bringing Dalrymple and these people on, let's start bringing libertarians, conservatives on your radio show and push these Republicans out because they're not going to do anything for us, Scott.
But Jeff, just let me tell you, everybody's welcome here. Number one, number two, Kevin Cramer took an hour of calls yesterday, and it's a good question. I actually didn't know about the Heritage rating, but I'm making a note now. We'll ask him about it next Wednesday. Because you're working for a living. I appreciate the fact you're out there. And
God bless.
Take care. Dennis in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Listening on 550 K-Fire, KCJB 910 in Minot. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, good morning. A little change of venue here. Since the 2011 flood in Minot, North Dakota, Minot keeps wanting more federal money, more government money. Yet this morning in their Minot Daily, they're just approved last night $1 million bird cage for their zoo. I guess I'd like to know where they're getting their money at for this stuff.
We'll ask the mayor. We're due for a Minot mayor update anyway, Dennis. $1 million bird cage. Boy, that's better than
wow.
Mine. Actually, I have no bird cage. Unreal. Thanks, Dennis. Thanks for listening. Governor Jack Dalrymple when we come back. And more of your calls throughout the program, 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Baca?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off. Get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deals. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
I just want to put my 2 cents in. Sick and tired of the silent, or I should say the loud minority speaking out against the silent majority. The green people, the tree huggers, all the whatever. It's just getting ridiculous. Economy's going to crap. If the value of the dollar falls to nothing, what do we got? Gotta go, Mike.
Sense a lot of frustration in that caller's voice, and it's out there with others as well. And I think he said it very well. There is a loud minority, but a silent majority, and that's the challenge. Is don't be that silent majority. You have to stand up for common sense here. So appreciate the call, and we'll continue that topic as we go throughout the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind, and we're joined now by the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Jack Dalrymple. Hello, Governor. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic today. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is North Dakota State University is the national champion in football, and I think everybody is not only proud of the football team, but really proud of our state. It was a great show down in Frisco.
Boy, was it ever. And, you know, everybody you talked to that was not part of the entourage of Bison fans, but rather the Texans and folks from all over were really just, they were blown away by it, weren't they? They were really amazed that the team had that kind of following and passion, and it was a sight to behold the whole weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I'm a football fan anyhow, so it's, you know, no problem for me to go following a football team, and they are one outstanding team. They really are good, and they're fun to watch. But, you know, what's just as much fun is watching, like, 19,000 screaming North Dakotans in gold shirts and sweaters, you know, who are willing to travel 1,000 miles to, like, you know, stand up for their team. That's really phenomenal.
Yeah, it sure is. And you and Betsy did a great job being wonderful ambassadors for North Dakota that whole time down in Frisco. It really was something else. Well, let's talk about something that has been dominating the news in a different way, not on the sport page, but on the news page, and that's the situation at Castleton, a community near and dear to your heart, obviously. What needs to be done? What lessons to learn? What solutions should we focus on here in your view as a result of this?
Well, we definitely, you know, need to learn from this and, you know, take action. I saw that video myself, and I think a lot of people in North Dakota got a look at it. And it's really a frightening sight, you know, to see those huge fireballs exploding a couple of hundred feet up into the air. And, you know, the video tells the story of the power of that just about better than anything that you could ever write in a newspaper or anything. And, you know, I think everybody realized, you know, this can be dangerous stuff. And we've got to make sure that we've done everything that we can do to prevent something like that from ever happening in one of our towns.
One of the solutions that I've heard folks talk about is regulations that would strengthen rail cars that are carrying oil and maybe another layer or something to that effect. Do I understand correctly that there's been a regulation on a shelf somewhere, on a desk somewhere in Washington, D.C. For better than 2 years, and these regulations have been slow walked out? Is this a problem of the federal government dropping the ball?
Well, I hate to go accusing, people of anything because, they're trying to get it right, too. I think everybody has agreed that, we need a stronger tank car, certainly for Bakken crude oil. And people have been proceeding with building those cars, even though PHMSA, the federal agency, has not really come out with the specifications yet that they're going to require. The issue, I think, that really matters is that it takes some time, to build out like a whole new fleet of cars. And, the question is, how fast can we get that done? And the other question is, can we get the new cars allocated, to the most volatile crude oil? Not all crude oil is the same, and we want to match up, the equipment with the material.
Is there a danger of overreacting? Obviously you mentioned the video. And I understand, there's all kinds of scenarios. If that had happened in downtown Fargo versus, or even just a half mile further to the east in Castleton. Yet, 99.997, according to the stats I've seen, of the time, whether it's oil or anything, in a train gets to where it's going safely without incident, right? So we're talking about 0.003% of the time that something happens. And you mentioned PHMSA as an example. I recall a conversation with you shortly after the oil spill up by Tioga in which you said PHMSA, again, another ridiculous acronym for a federal agency, had dropped the ball on the monitoring of that pipeline up there. So if we're going to focus on the 0.003% of the time that something goes wrong, and we have examples where the federal government is dropping it rather than blaming an industry for this or blaming a railroad for this, it seems to me that the federal government ought to be the one we ought to be asking to get it done. But in perspective, knowing this is very rare. Yeah. I mean, has there been overreaction to this in your view?
Well, I think when you have a big incident, it does change everyone's perspective. That's inevitable, Scott. We thought we had a very safe pipeline system in North Dakota. And then, this fall we were shocked that we could have a 20,000 barrel spill here in our state. I don't think anybody thought that would ever happen. Same way with this train derailment and collision. I think, people know that trains can go off a track, but I think, nobody ever thought, you could have that kind of explosive force just from having some crude oil spilled. So we learn from these things. Yes, the odds are very, very low of this kind of incident, happening. Having it happen in a town is probably an even lower likelihood. Nevertheless, the severity of the incident says that, we've got to do everything that we can to be sure this is not happening again. And I think when everybody agrees, on what needs to be done, whether it's improved cars or it's some change in the operating rules or whatever, I've never been one to say, oh, let's, take our time making the change. I think, once you know what you want to do, really you should proceed, as quickly as you can and get it done.
Some have suggested the solution is a slowdown in the level of activity. And I always ask, well, slow down what? Like, should we slow down the amount of jobs that are available? Should we slow down the amount of tax revenue the state is seeing from the oil and gas industry, which is, busting the bank? There's so much of it. Should we slow down oil and gas royalty payments? I mean, what do you say to folks who say the industry's to blame and we ought to slow it down?
Well, I think that the problem there, Scott, is with people that want to kind of generalize the whole thing and make a statement about, you know, all of Western North Dakota, that, you know, things should be moderated or slowed down. And I would say to that, you know, what does that mean? I mean, you know, tell me specifically, you know, what you're talking about. You know, do you want permits to be denied? Do you want, you know, extensions on flaring to be stopped? Do you want to ban some trucks from the road? I mean, you know, what specifically are you talking about that's going to make a difference?
And you mentioned stopping extensions on flaring. That would be a de facto slowdown. That would say, you know, okay, now you have to stop drilling because the flaring hasn't been taken care of. Yet, obviously, nobody likes flaring. You have a task force on it. You have a lot of solutions being proposed on it, from capping it at the well site and using it for power generation to gathering systems to, you know, billions of dollars in gas processing facilities that are being put in place. You're getting ahead of it. So, you know, again, that would be just a de facto way, as one example, of slowing the industry down, which some people really want for ulterior motives, right? I mean, this isn't about a concern over flaring or tanker trucks or oil spills. It's more about we want a different way of energy in America, isn't it?
Well, I think you do have to watch out for that. It's, you know, what are the motives here? And, you know, is it really about making adjustments to how we do things, or is there a different agenda?
And let's talk about pipelines a minute. We just had a caller and have had others today say, well, if you want a solution to this problem in Castleton, build the pipeline. And I know you have the first meeting of the Pipeline Technology Working Group later today. You've talked endlessly about this pipeline, as is your predecessor, as is you know, our congressional delegation, Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hoeven, and Congressman Kramer. What's the deal? I mean, is the pipeline the solution here?
Well, pipelines, you know, are a great way to transport petroleum, and I think really in the long run is the best way. And we work on that day and night as well. We try to help, you know, bring forward pipeline improvements, pipeline expansions, and a lot has already been accomplished in North Dakota, as you know. And we will continue to do that. The only problem is, you know, it takes a little while to build a pipeline. You don't do it overnight. In the meantime, there are some refineries in North America that really can only get their oil by rail. You know, they're not hooked in yet to a pipeline system. And so it takes some time. But in the long run, yes, the rail delivery, you know, will going down as time passes.
All these solutions take time, right? That's just, things take time. They absolutely do. And I think that's something we all need to realize and just, you know, recognize. I've heard some folks say, well, the solution is more refineries in North Dakota. Well, out of refineries would come gasoline you'd have to put in tanker cars that would go to bigger metropolitan cities. You'd have more of a flashpoint from gasoline than you do a crude. So it just takes some time. We have a very important question. Are you ready for the most important question of the day for Governor Dalrymple, Todd?
I am.
Ask him the big question.
Governor, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
Governor, I know you don't like to actually have to take a side sometimes, but this might be one of those moments. The best pie in North Dakota is
where
Bear.
Is it? Where's the best pie?
The best pie in North Dakota. Well, I tell you what,
10 seconds.
Guys, I'm going to give you a kind of a trick answer on this because...
Hang on, Governor, I'm sorry to do this to you, but we're up against the clock and the suspense is thickening.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What's on your mind? With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. The telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm not sure the next time that we're going to be able to have Governor Dalrymple back on the program, Todd, because, you know, his schedule is rather tightly arranged.
Well, of course.
Yeah. And so I understand he had a meeting, like, literally a second after the interview was scheduled to end.
Did we get to the bottom of the best pie in North Dakota answer? I realize he can't necessarily, you know, because if he plays a favorite with somebody, then everybody else is going to complain, and rightfully so. I get that. But did he have an answer for you?
I we're going to have to just keep it in suspense. We're going to try and get him back on the phone as soon as we can. Chris is working it right now, but it's our fault. It's not his, because we had a hard break. And
simple question. Could be a one-word answer.
Well, he was getting ready to answer it. I was just dying to know what it was. But this will
for those of us who don't speak radio, Scott, why don't you explain what a hard break is?
That's a good idea. That's the voice, by the way, of Dale Wetzel. You have You have the Walter Cronkite of North Dakota just asked me.
How will you knock it off? Come on.
I'm very sorry. All right,
I didn't realize Walter drank Mad Dog 2020. That's he probably didn't. And in fact, he's not drinking much of anything these days.
You think?
So the hard break means that we have no choice. We have to go to a break. You see once in a while on the cable channels where they're talking, they go, sorry, I got to go, and that's what happens to us. So sorry.
Yeah, I mean, when it's time for the break, it's time for the break. We can't, you know, move the clock.
What's the difference between a hard break and a soft break and a flaccid break? Or what are we talking about?
Todd, do you want to take this one, or should I?
Go ahead, Scott. You're on a roll here.
The soft one floats. In other words, you'll even hear Rush Limbaugh do this from time to time, where he'll come back from a break and only talk for a few seconds. That means he took his floating break way too close to the other one. So, you know, it just is, you know, and that's one of the reasons we do hard breaks, because we want to just know exactly what the times are. The listeners know the times. But in situations why, when you're trying to ask the governor, where's the best pie in North Dakota, and you run out of time, what can you do? You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay.
I think it's just another reason. Chris will try and get it back on the phone. We'll get the answer for you before the end of the program.
Hey, Dale Wetzel, where is the best pie in North Dakota?
I have no idea.
Dale?
Yeah. I have no idea. I can tell you where
a guy who was the news reporter of North Dakota the last three decades has a response of, I have no idea question. That should never happen.
I tell you what, the best pie in North Dakota is whatever I pull out of my oven. I think I make really good pie.
I've never seen your oven, so I guess I've never.
My crust is good, and it's not as good as my mother's, but it's good. And I think I make pretty good pie.
Okay.
The thing is, the problem is, I tend to answer questions like that in a negative way. I can't really tell you where the best pie in North Dakota is. Some of the best pie I've had in the last 10 years has been in Baker's Square restaurants in Minnesota.
See, that was funny. We were mentioning them earlier.
There aren't any in North Dakota. I find that to be kind of a tragic circumstance.
I know when I have my French apple cream cheese fix, I got to go all the way to the Twin Cities, and that's a long drive.
And Scott, you remember the Panakuchen restaurant in Fargo. The Panakuchen restaurant chain had some problems with their taxes, and most of the outlets were shut down probably 15 to 20 years ago. They had excellent pie.
There's still at least one in St. Louis Park, Minnesota.
There's a few. There's a few out still
there.
Around.
Not many, but there are a few.
But the one in Fargo became a pizza parlor.
By the way, speaking of hard breaks, we have managed to chew up this entire segment talking about pie, and I love it. I'm going to say,
what's so bad about that?
I'm drooling over the pie, and but I know Dale Wetzel has the Dale Wetzel Show on Saturday, and he has this guest with his vast amount of experience about you know, the flammability of different things, and this whole debate about flashpoints and what is in rail cars is what I kind of wanted to talk about. Can you tell us, Dale, you know, what you've learned from the experts and what we'll learn Saturday when we listen to your show?
Well, the thing that I think is really interesting about this, first of all, we're going to have a gentleman on named Gregory Patience. He is a professor of chemical engineering at the technical school in Montreal, Quebec, which is, of course, where the huge rail train accident happened that killed more than 40 people. And I was talking to him kind of as a pre-interview earlier about the flammability of Bakken crude. And he says, yes, this was before the derailment that I was talking to him. And he was saying, yes, it's quite obvious because of the molecular structure of Bakken crude, the lighter crude oils is likely to be more flammable, more volatile than, say, for example, Canadian tar sands, which is difficult to ignite with a blowtorch, frankly, when you bring it out of the ground. And I think it'll be a really interesting conversation to have with this gentleman, because when someone says professor of chemical engineering, you kind of wonder if you're going to be bored to death. But this guy is very articulate and very able to explain his concepts in plain English, and I think it'll be quite fascinating. And I've also been doing some research on on the components of Bakken crude as they are thought of to be by other people who are taking in the oil, and that's quite interesting as well.
And by the way,
about that.
The comparison to, okay, here's the oil, well, what's that compared to gas, what's that compared to other things? It'll be a fascinating show, Dale Wetzel Show, check it out, folks. 10 to noon, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, more coming up after this break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nasset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nasset talks about the hometown of Nasset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nasset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NassetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.